Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, but there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. John Harrison is our guest, our good friend. He's the Reverend John Harrison, certified financial planner. He's one of those rare individuals who has letters in front and in back of his name. That means he's highly accomplished. He's the author of Making Mammon Serve You, and he is a financial planner extraordinaire, helping his people, his clients, invest their money in a way that follows their values. And he's here to talk to us about some of that stuff. John Harrison, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. You know, John, one of the things that I talk about on my show, in fact, I mentioned it in the previous hour about when I started doing my show, I wanted to make sure, number one, that we help small business owners have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And that meant that we talk about all the things inside the four walls, all the fundamentals of operating a business, every single one, but also some of the things that were outside the four walls, what the world is giving us, what the world is presenting to us, the global stuff, the geopolitics, the national policy, all those things. And because those are things that also impact our businesses, don't they?
They really do. And the fascinating thing about it to me is how different business owners, different entrepreneurs, presented with the same set of facts and data, will have very, very different responses to it. Mm-hmm. And one of my favorite things to do is to get people to think differently about all the information that's coming at them. We're all deluged with it. You know, maybe on your morning commute, you're listening to business radio, or you're reading the paper during the day, and you get economic data, and you get political data, and you get all these things. I like to encourage people to have fun with the data and do something different than most people do with it. Because what most people do with the information is either ignore it, or they listen to it and quickly forget it.
It's almost like it's entertainment, or it's like a show that they're looking for the plot, but it doesn't really mean anything to their lives. When the truth is it could be affecting their business that very day.
Exactly, and they often treat it as background noise, and even worse, sometimes they simply treat it as an indicator for what sort of mood they should be in, how optimistic they should be, based on what's happening. But one of the things you can do, I like to tell people to do three or four different things with any data that they hear, particularly, you know, business headlines or the economic indicators that come out on in the news almost every day. Is to, number one, see if you can dig deeper into the numbers and ask yourself repeatedly, well, what does that mean? Because what most people do is they take the numbers at face value, and if they hear a statistic like such and such is a safe investment, or housing starts are up or housing starts are down, they're like, oh, that's good, the economy is getting better, or oh, that's bad, the economy is getting worse, and it affects their mood, and they don't really think it through. Back in the mortgage crisis, the subprime lending crisis, 2006-2007. Everybody had pretty much access to the same information. And most people thought that these bonds that were backed by these mortgages were very safe. And they got the information because, number one, most of them were insured, and they were highly rated by the ratings companies. Mm-hmm. So that made them safe investments. There was a hedge fund manager named John Paulson, who looked at the same information and dug deeper into the numbers. And he said, well, they're highly rated. What does that mean? And he determined that the average FICO score of these bundled mortgages was a nice high number, meaning default risk was low. But he also knew what an average meant. And we all know, if we think about it, what an average means. If you get four guys in a room and three of them have an IQ of 80 and one has an IQ of 200, the average IQ in the room is about 120.
When you, if you and I and Bill Gates are in, at lunch, the average wealth of that table is pretty high, isn't it?
It really is, but it doesn't give you a good, accurate picture of who's really in that at
right,
that table.
Right, right.
And so he looked at it and realized, wow, they've got high averages, but most of the people who have these mortgages have actually bad credit scores. And once he realized that, he knew something that very few other people knew. This is
right.
all going to crash and burn.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an example of asking yourself not just what does the data say, but what does data mean? And he used that information to enormous profit for himself.
And where we get ourselves into trouble is we become a soundbite Twitter, 140 character, just give me the headline type
mm-hmm.
of information consumers. We're lazy. We've gotten lazy.
Exactly.
And where there's laziness, there is peril.
Absolutely.
And we come back, John's going to help us bore into the details a little bit better and see if we can't get ourselves off our backsides and do a little more research because, folks, it's your money. It's your future. Let's get serious about it. Ponytail, stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.